the new Middlers. What are those skills? In order to answer this question, I worked backward. I went out to successful flat world companies around America and asked a simple question. Obviously, you have a lot of good middle class jobs here. Who works here and what sorts of things do they do? What follows is a general list of categories that many new middle jobs will fall into or grow out of and the skill sets they require. To put it another way, here is what the help wanted ads look like in a flat world. Great collaborators and orchestrators. Clearly, a lot of new middle jobs will involve collaborating with others or orchestrating collaboration within and between companies, especially those employing diverse workforces from around the world. So as more and more companies start out from day one as global companies with global supply chains, a key new middle job will be that of the manager who can work in and orchestrate 24/7 supply chains, which are supply chains that run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, across 7 continents. I first started to realize this in the summer of 2005 when I took my daughter Orly to Bangalore, where she volunteered as a teacher in a school outside of town. One day she joined me on a visit to my friends at Infosys. When we arrived at the Infosys headquarters, a spokeswoman gave us a tour of the building. As we walked through the halls, she said to me in passing, "Our interns heard that you were going to be here today and asked if you would come and speak to them." "Sure," I said. "I'd love to speak to the interns. I always love interacting with these young Indians." "No, no," she said. "It's our American interns."
"You have American interns at Infosys?"
"They sure did," she told me. For its 100 internship positions that summer, Infosys received about 9,000 applications, primarily from North America, China, France, and Germany. I asked one of these interns, Vicky Chen, a Chinese-American business student from the Claremont Colleges in California, why she had sought out an internship in Bangalore. "All the business is coming to India, and I don't see why I shouldn't follow the business," she said. "If this is where the center of gravity is, you should go check it out, and then you become more valuable." As Infosys CEO Nilekani pointed out to me, even though Infosys is one of the biggest outsourcing firms in the world headquartered in Bangalore, 30% of our employees are outside of India, around the world, working at the front end, soliciting new business, implementing new software, and servicing existing accounts. "There will be a lot of good jobs that will involve being at the front end of this new global collaboration model," said Nilekani. "Suppose you are working for a big pharma company and it starts doing a lot more research in India. You will need people to talk to the FDA in Washington and deal with the local marketplace. There is always a local phase to this global process." These new middle jobs will be in sales, marketing, maintenance, and management. But what they will all demand is the ability to be a good horizontal collaborator, comfortable working for a global company, one whose headquarters may be in Beijing or Bangalore, not Boston, and translating its services for the local market, wherever that may be. It is about being able to operate in, mobilize, inspire, and manage a multidimensional and multicultural workforce. At the same time, because many more products will be made in global supply chains, many new middle jobs will involve making supply chains more efficient. "The more complex the globalized networks," says Carlota Perez, a Venezuelan-born expert on technology and socioeconomic development, who is best known for her detailed tracking of large techno-economic paradigm shifts, "the more companies will need various forms of coordination and management around specifications, compatibility, research and design, global marketing, distribution chains, data sharing and storage, and security." There will be a lot of good new middle jobs along that chain.